I think in general, over the whole produce industry, there's continues to be demand for organic products in the marketplace, and it's the same for apple. In the Pacific Northwest, there's quite a large expansion in organic production that's currently happening. And so this has effects in the post-harvest arena, of course. And it's really critical that growers have available ways to deal with storing organically produced apples that remain organic in the post-harvest area. So, of course, we have no synthetic materials available, including 1-MCP or DPA, diphenylamine, which is a material used to control superficial scald. And so it really changes the dynamic from a management perspective of what warehouses have available to deal with all this fruit, which in many cases boils down to, from a long-term storage perspective, of temperature management and also the use of controlled atmospheres. So in part because of the collective experience with Honeycrisp, as Chris introduced us to today, you know, we know that apple responses to temperature and CA, if you don't get them cold right away, which, as Chris said, the industry typically wants to do, perhaps there's a way to look at how you use those two tools in sequentially as far as how you do the temperature management and when you establish CA, and how maybe that's another way to add into the mix of tools available for organic management. And so, as I mentioned, so this kind of started with Honeycrisp, which, because it doesn't soften appreciably during storage, and because it gets these chilling-related disorders, it needs to have a period after harvest where it's not cooled aggressively. And you don't pay the cost of losing firmness during that period because of the way it ripens after harvest. But as Mano just talked to us about, when you delay cooling, this is a potential consequence. And this is a big problem, particularly in the Pacific Northwest, as you just heard about. So one of the things that we did a number of years ago and more recently continued looking at, what if you establish CA during the period of time that the fruit is held at a relatively warm temperature, which is something the industry for a really long time has been told not to do because of the risk of potentially having the fruit start to ferment at that relatively warmer temperature. And so what we found doing this with Honeycrisp, and then in this experiment that we did over several years with a number of different orchards, we found that we could significantly decrease the incidence of bitter pit if we established CA during the week at 10 degrees C. And in doing that, over a number of years now, we haven't seen the development of other disorders that we would associate with a problem because we established CA at that warm temperature. So this led us to think about what would happen if we did this with some other varieties. These three, Gala, Fuji, and Granny Smith, are still produced in really large volumes in the Pacific Northwest, Gala around the world additionally. And so basically what we did was to apply the model from Honeycrisp, where we did a week at 10 degrees, and then the final temperature was different depending on the cultivar, where we established CA either the day after we got the fruit when it was at 10 degrees, or we waited till the end of conditioning and then a couple days at the final temperature. And then the CA combination that we used was also dependent on the cultivar. So here's what we saw. So first for Gala. Now, the issues with Gala, particularly with a warm delay after harvest, this is a cultivar that the predominant issue is firmness management. So if we're delaying cooling, I mean, that would work against your ability to keep them at a desirable firmness. So here you have fruit that was held either initially at 10 or at a half a degree, and this would be typical. What the industry would try to do was to get them cool fast. And So we stored them for 6 months into CA, either the day after or 9 days after, or just in air and never in CA. And this is two orchards that we looked at over three seasons. And so what we found was that when the CA was established after a day at 10 degrees, the firmness at the end of 6 months plus a week ripening was similar to that of the fruit that were cooled rapidly and then CA established either a day after or 90s after. So it's benefiting, it's kind of mitigating the loss of firmness management because of the high temperature. We also saw that there was no increase per se in the development of internal browning in any of the treatments that were done at 10 degrees. And in fact, the one that was at where CA was established rapidly actually had a lower amount of internal browning than if we waited 9 days, and that value was similar to if the fruit was cold when CA was established. Peel disorders, there really wasn't any difference, but in general, in overall disorder development within this population of orchards and years, the fruit that we stored at 10 degrees and established CA right away actually ended up with the lowest amount of overall disorders. This is a disorder that is, as Chris identified earlier, as leather blotch. And in these experiments, there was no MCP. And in fact, this disorder is one of the reasons I became interested in investigating this whole area with Gala, because we've had growers bring us apples that look like this within a couple weeks of harvest. So there's no MCP, there's no CA. All they've done is gotten them cold. So there's something else that's going on. And so what basically we were looking at here is their potential that chilling is one of the factors, at least in the Northwest, that's contributing to this disorder. In the years and that we've done this, we've really only had one time where we saw very much of this. And this is the data from that experiment where the fruit that was warm for that first week had none, and it was only the cold fruit where it showed up. So potentially there is a relationship with temperature management at the onset with this disorder, in at least in Washington State. There was, and this was a significant temperature effect within this result. Fuji is an apple that gets water core, this kind of translucent tissues in the interior of the fruit. This increases its risk of injury in CA because it restricts gas exchange. Growers typically delay CA in part to hope some of this goes away. And it also, that delay also tends to reduce the risk of CO2 injury. So here we are telling them potentially to turn the CA on right away. And so what we saw here with Fuji is that there was a days to CA effect. Basically, if they were in CA or not, it was better if they were in CA for firmness. For internal browning, here again, we had a low amount of browning if the fruit went into CA the day after it was at 10 degrees. So that's indicating that it's not, certainly not exacerbating the potential for internal injury. And these fruit did have water core in all 3 years that we did it with this orchard. So again, no increase in disorders, certainly, and potentially even fewer because we did the CA rapidly at 10 degrees. The last example is with Granny Smith, very susceptible to this peel disorder, superficial scald, perhaps not as susceptible to Cortland, but you know, it's what we have. And so here again, this is a really good example of how do you take no synthetic materials and deal with a problem is really severe. I mean, you can basically, I think within the industry worldwide where they grow this variety, it's not, are we going to get scald or not? It's, you are going to get it. So you better be ready to do something about it. A couple of things are a little bit different in this experiment. One of them is that the CA regime we use had a low oxygen concentration. It was a half of a kilopascal. And that has in many instances been shown to be pretty effective at, if not preventing, certainly delaying the onset of this disorder. So when we did this experiment, we also were monitoring the fruit both at 10 and at half a degree using chlorophyll fluorescence. And so what we saw after 8 months, there was no scald in either of the CAs that we had done with fruit that had been held a week at 10 degrees. What we did see is that there was some scald that showed up when CA was started the day after the fruit had been put at half a degree. And what happened, this is only 1 year and one orchard. So what happened was is when we set the oxygen to 0.5, we actually saw an increase in fluorescence. And so we responded to that by raising the oxygen. I think it went up to 0.7. So instead of sitting at half a kPa for a week, it was at 0.7. When that fruit then got all put together at the end of that week, we ran this test again, and then it was tolerant of the 0.5, so we put it back down. But in the end, it still showed some scald. Oddly enough, the fruit that we waited 9 days, we cooled it to half degrees, waited 9 days, and then started CA, there was no, it tolerated the 0.5 oxygen, and it didn't get scald, which really doesn't make very much sense to us. So that's something we'll be looking at further to see if we can make any sense out of that. Again, the internal browning was a days to CA, whether or not it was in CA. So there's no exacerbation of browning disorders because of starting the CA when the fruit's relatively warm. One other thing we noticed in this, and this is just 1 year with one orchard, is that there wasn't a lot of bitter pit in this fruit, but both of the treatments where we started CA the day after, we didn't see any. And this is consistent with what we'd seen previously with Honeycrisp and bitter pit. Potentially that is a way to manage bitter pit that may be useful across varieties that are susceptible to it. We really haven't looked at that specifically in other varieties. It just happened to show up here. So the conclusions from this, at least this far, are that when we establish CA during conditioning of these varieties where people are used to getting them cold faster, we've actually seen some positive things. And one of them being that we didn't see any more disorders. We saw some things be managed perhaps better. And in the case of Gala, where we're particularly worried about firmness, we didn't see any, it was as good as the fruit we got cold and started CA right away. So that's potentially a benefit. And I think perhaps one of the ways to look at this, if you try to project it into a commercial environment, is it's maybe not so much 50 to 10 degrees for a week, you have to do this. It's you maybe don't have to be as concerned about how cold the fruit is relative to your target temperature before you turn the CA on. And this is something I think, particularly where we are in the Northwest, where folks can fill large rooms pretty fast, that it eliminates some potential for the delay between when they have the rooms filled and when they can actually start to actively manage the CA. So the folks on the left are the ones who did all the work, and I would particularly want to thank Karina, Lee, and Jennifer, who were collaborators on the Honeycrisp project that we recently finished. And then we also got funding from the Tree Fruit Research Commission to do this. Thank you.
Questions for Joe? So I have one. I may have missed it. I don't know if I'm clear. You weren't storing the entire storage life at 10.
No, it was just the first week.
Okay.
So it was just the same protocol as the Honeycrisp one, right?
But you applied the CA.
The CA was either the day after, so some of the fruit was at 10, some of it was at a half.
Okay.
And then after that week it went to the final temperature depending on the cultivar. And so and CA was maintained during the rest of that period. It wasn't just a short-term treatment.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Do you have any guess why this is working?
I think it's more why isn't it causing a problem as opposed to why isn't it working? Because, you know, there's lots of old literature that shows the faster you get fruit into CA, you could have a better outcome for firmness in particular, which, you know, in the old days that was an issue for every cultivar people had. And I think the place where it's, you know, we still have questions is why isn't more things we don't want to happen happening? And it's a relatively short period. There's no evidence that at these levels of oxygen at 10 degrees C that we're causing fermentation. There's not CO2 accumulation. So, you know, we're actively trying to mitigate some of the things that we think could contribute to a problem. But I think, you know, basically what's happening is you're reducing ethylene activity by having the fruit be in CA, and that works regardless of the temperature, at least within this range.
And I think we're all recovering from delicious.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think the harvest date would affect on the thermal browning with this protocol?
So I think where internal browning is senescent related disorder. I mean, that in my data, the treatments that had high amounts of browning were the ones that were stored in air. So, you know, we're not seeing internal browning from CA itself. We're seeing it because the fruit wasn't in CA. And so where it went into, say, CA faster than it might, that effect is similar really across all the treatments compared to air.
Okay, yes, sir. We're almost at the end, so I'm letting it loose.
Good question. Sorry. You know, there's so many strains. I didn't even ask them. So it's undoubtedly one of the newer ones because there's very little royal left in Washington State. Yeah.
Spoken like great post-harvest guy. That's going to be the fruit. Yeah. Tell me what it came from. Are you sure you don't want it? Okay. So thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.